WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. These all new AM 1570 chats. You find us in full mono sound in Towson, Maryland. And of course, bringing people together, including on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I have just a handful of the Raven scratch offs left. We're about to move into a new game here this week. We're going to be at Dundalk, going to be at the Fountain at Drug City, where I rented many, many videotapes. Didn't rewind them all. Still probably going to get even this week for all that, as well as my wrestling magazines, my baseball cards. We'll see you in Dundalk 2 to 5 on Friday. Lots and lots of great guest. Also going to be honoring the life of my late English professor, Mr. Alan Stockett from Dundalk High. We're going to be giving him a lot of love. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Goodwill, as well as Window Nation. You buy two, you get two free, 866-90-NATION. This guy has disappeared on me, and in the time he's disappeared, I think he's been out like Santa Claus putting more money together for this big jackpot, $1.2 billion in the current kitty right now at Powerball as we speak, and maybe it'll be given away by the time you listen to this. John Martin joins us. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery. And, you know, John, the gaming part of this, since last time you and I got together, I've been up to Perryville a couple times. We opened Greenmount Station last week. Chris and Dave joined me for an extended day up in Hampstead. So I know mobile's around the corner and you got that going on, but the business never stops at the Maryland Lottery, right?
It never stops, Nestor. Did you miss me?
Well, I don't miss the Cleveland Indians around, but I'm not happy about this Astros thing, and they're greasing down the poles in Philly. I am happy that the Browns took care of the Bengals. So I did think of you on Monday night, I must say.
Well, thank you. I think of you every night, Nestor, but thank you anyway. Hey, what excitement, right? $1.2 billion with the B word again, $1 billion. Pretty exciting stuff. And again, by the time folks listen to this, who knows? Who knows where it will be? Will it be higher? Will it be reset? Will there be some lucky winner? And will that lucky winner be here in the old line state?
You get to go to these places. Like when they give $1.2 billion away, Everything stops. John's got to get in the car, go to Eastern Shore, go out to Western Maryland, give me the name of the town.
Lanaconing.
Yes.
Actually, to just correct it, I have a driver.
That's good. That's fine.
that'll be a headline.
Right? I could be the driver if you want me. If we're going to give $1.2 billion away, I want to go see the look on their face before it's all over with here.
Yeah.
Jackpots create the fever for all this stuff, but then there's just sort of the nuts and bolts of everything you guys are doing. Holiday games are out now, and I know you want to talk about that, and I'm going to have – I'm down to just a handful of these left in Dundalk. By the time I get to Pappas 2 weeks from now in Cockeysville for the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, we're going to have some new games. But I know I've been seeing the Game of Life thing, but you also do like holiday scratch-offs that are kind of cool too.
Holiday scratch-offs came out a week or two ago. Well, you're right. Well, I was with Santa busy working in the North Pole. Lots of things going on. Holiday gifts are out there. Holiday tickets are out there. And you mentioned the Game of Life. What a fun thing. Do you remember playing the Game of Life as a youngster?
I wasn't very good at it when I was 8 or 10. I was much more of a Monopoly, Stratego, you know, sorry. You know, I wasn't good at the game. I remember the Game of Life, but I wasn't mature enough to accept it when I was a kid.
Well, I'll tell you what makes this one especially fun. It is what we call an oversized ticket. You know what? You've got those Raven tickets handy. Hold one up for the fans.
Yeah, they're about this big. Yes.
Yeah, they're about
four
inches wide.
Yes.
Yes. They're 4 inches wide and sometimes varying lengths depending on the denomination of the ticket and the play style. The oversized tickets are twice as wide. They are 8 inches wide.
How am I going to stuff those in a stocking if they're that big?
You need a bigger stocking.
Okay, fair enough. My mother said that.
You need a bigger stocking. So it's 8 inches wide, 8 inches tall. And because it is oversized, it literally is able to put the Game of Life board smack dab on the ticket. So you're actually playing as you would if you had the board game.
The best part is it gives me a chance to say, do you want to be a winner at the Game of Life? That's the best part.
Oh, wait, let me write that down. I've got a pen.
Nobody's come up with that yet. So please don't let anybody steal that.
I like it.
Hey, I gave a $50 winner away the other day at Greenmount Station. I had, gave my tickets. Guy at the bar had a Miami University. I guess he was honoring, the great Dwayne Starks or honoring Ray Lewis or Ed Reed. Stood up, says, just won $50. I'm like, yes. So I took a picture with him and I put it up on the interweb. So people really do win. These scratch-offs are winners.
You forgot Bernie Kosar in that litany, but that's okay. We will get back to that later on. Hey, that Game of Life prize, top prize, $1 million. $20 ticket, $1 million. But like many of our tickets, Nestor, there are fabulous second chance prizes. So even if you're not fortunate enough to win a top prize or a cash prize, please enter into our second chance drawing. We've already had one, actually two drawings already, now that I look at it. And we are giving away $2,500 to lucky second chance winners. So enter in through My Lottery Rewards, enter in your non-winning holiday ticket, including the Game of Life, and you may be eligible for $2,500. That'll fit your stocking, wouldn't it?
Well, just do what my wife does. Get the My Lottery Rewards. Make sure you're downloading the app. Make sure you're second chancing. You know, we had astute players, by the way, out at the Greenmount Station the other day. They had an OTB there forever. I have been doing the show out there for at least 15 years. Chris and I put this together. I met Chris at a Big Brothers, Big Sisters charity event at the Raven Stadium. I want to say it was 2003, 2004. It's almost been two decades. And I've been doing shows out there every year for all of these years. And I had no idea the designs he had and having a sports wagering license and being a part of that. But it was amazing for all of, you know, all the licensing. Bet Parks is his partner out there. There's just two little windows and two little kiosks, you know. It feels like you're going to like show up at the Magic City or something like that. But it really is a heck of a process. And while I was there, someone bet on darts, John. I mean, it's amazing. Sports wagering is such a wider landscape than like the Ravens game this week against the Saints.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's part of the fun, the glamour of it, but it's also some of the responsibility part of it. Again, as you and I talk about many times on this program, please play responsibly. Know the game, know the odds, have a plan and have some fun with it. And hopefully we wish Chris and Dave and their patrons the best of luck out there at Greenmount Station. They are now our eighth sports wagering retail operation.
And the only one with a duck pin bowling alley about 100 yards away. Just so you, we did a lot of talking about duck pin bowling up there at Greenmount Bowl.
So, oh, yes. I'm sure. So good luck to them up there. And you know, since we're talking sports wagering, let me kind of just jump to that real quickly, because November could be a very interesting month. Here we are at the beginning of the month. And will we have, in fact, mobile wagering by the end of the month? Will that be a possibility? Well, we'll find out real soon.
Hold on, because you brought it up, I'm having a feeling you're feeling a little confident about this, because I wanted to bring that up, because that was a sore subject when we don't have it done. But now we're getting closer. And Chris and Dave talked about that, too. And I'm starting to see ads as well. Right. I see television ads sign up in Maryland. Right.
You're seeing some momentum building. And as we've talked about again over the last year, the next move is now Swarks. And the SWARC will meet here in November. And at that time, they will be asked to review the 10 qualified mobile applicants, qualified Maryland by Maryland Lottery and Gaming on our October 27th public meeting. We handed those over to SWARC. And now SWARC's review is to go through all those 10 applications in much more detail, look at all the requirements being met, check off all the boxes. And then if they find how many they find worthy to be awarded a license at their public meeting in later in the month of November, they will then hand us the list of the awardees. And then we will go through that final step, that all important control demonstration, looking at the technical requirements, making sure internal controls are in place. You know, mobile wagering is a little different. We have to check the what's called the geofencing. Make sure that people aren't, you know, don't have a toe in the Delaware water or Pennsylvania or West Virginia or Virginia.
Yeah, I remember reading about that, John, and with New York and New Jersey back in the day, right? And I don't know how many states, maybe I don't want to put you on the spot, have mobile at this point, but what have you learned? I mean, that's one of the geofencing, that's the first thing you bring up, but what has been learned by Maryland not being the first one to get into this 30 years ago?
Well, certainly as in all technology, things have improved. I mean, you know, the precision and the accuracy of which, you know, the technology can now identify where that person is, where that device is, because clearly each state has their own requirement and you've got to be within the state of Maryland to participate in the Maryland sports wagering mobile application. So that technology continues to be refined. Clearly, we're looking at know your customer types of information. So the individuals who are signing up for these accounts are, in fact, 18 years of age and older. So all those things have to be accounted for. And that's part of the what makes this different than opening up the retail books that we did last December. So it is a different process, but just as important. And we're optimistic that once we get the handoff again, that baton in the relay race here, when SWARC hands it off to us with the awardees, that we're able to move through this final issuance phase very quickly. And whether it's the end of November, beginning of December, as I've said before, and I'm now even more certain of it every day, we will have mobile wagering in the state of Maryland well before the holidays, well before the end of the football season. So we can go into NFL playoffs, college playoffs, Super Bowl, March Madness, and now have a much larger component with the mobile applications.
So you're seeing this before the holidays for sure.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it felt like it was a long way away. Now it feels like we're real close. John Martin is here. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. I'll be giving these away, my handful of Ravens. I don't know if I'm getting the chillins or I'm getting the holiday cash drops. I'm going to have some scratch-offs, though, 2 weeks from now at Pappas on the 18th, we're setting up crab cake tours through the holidays and really into 2023 as I'm getting ready to I think the Ravens are making some 2023 plans, too, with Roquan Smith here earlier this week. I do want to ask you on the sports wagering side, because I was at Greenmount the other day, and you and I have been at this so long that I feel like I can name all the places, right? The big casinos, you had Bingo World. Is there anybody else in line? I've heard so much about these initial ones, and I was waiting for Greenmount to get online. Is there another line for bricks and mortar locations that I'm unaware of?
The process is ongoing. Again, going so way
anytime somebody could file an application.
The original 17 that were signed off on the legislation back in May of 2021, of those original 17, there are still a handful that are making progress along that line.
Okay, fair enough.
Most notably, FedEx Field.
I remember that was a couple 3 months ago. I remember reading
right,
about that.
Which was found qualified and awarded a license, but they have yet to issue. Long Shots, which is another OTB location in Frederick, has been awarded a license, and now they're waiting still to open up. Jockey Bar and Grill in Boonesboro. So there are still a number of the original 17 that are still moving. It's their pace, not ours. We're waiting on them to see when they'll be able to. And for the most part, these happen to be instances where they're either further building out, there's some physical construction. You know, Chris can certainly talk to some of
them. Well, and yeah, I talked, I was going to say, let me interject. I was with Chris at a Greenmount. You'll hear it at AM 1570. You can find it above, dude, right? You know, a lot of these were bigger casinos and MGM and horseshoes and whatever. And obviously up Perryville and Hollywood and the Penn National folks. But this is just a regular guy that I met at an event 15 years ago. And what needed to be done for him to be able to do this and have it be on the up and up. And I know when this whole thing went in Annapolis, they wanted people like Chris and Long Shots and regular places to have an opportunity to play or to be a part of this. And I saw it with my own eyes last Friday that it's really happening. How big it is, but how small it is, but how important it is as well, that if people are in their cars up in Carroll County, this gives them a legal on the up and up way to do this where, you know, I don't need to go into the last 100 years of what sports wagerings look like in Maryland and other places, but I'm happy about this. And I can't say that at every point during this, I fully understood this. I mean, you being a part of this the last 15 months, now that I've actually been there and seen it, I understand how the law is working and I understand the protections that are put in for Joe who's going in and betting $10 on the game this week.
Yeah, and I would say you're in the enlightened minority, unfortunately. I think a lot of people still don't either take the time or make the effort to understand it because, but the noise is quieting down. I think there was a number of months there where it was, you know, storm the castle with pitchforks and torches and who is this Martin guy and why is he stopping me from betting from the comfort of my own home? And that's never been the intent. As I've said all along, you know, we're sports fans too. We want this to happen. It's our intent to fulfill the legislation as it was intended to the best of our abilities, working in tandem with SWARC and the Office of the Attorney General and the Department of Legislative Services, all the people that need to come together to do this. And we are, you know, I can see it, you know, you can almost, you know, it's smell that it's in the air, you know,
well, the people that were coming to Greenmount the other day, all I kept thinking about was where were they wagering before, or if they were wagering before. And the other thing I thought about is, you didn't want this place open without it being on the up and up. You know, I said to Chris, took you a little bit of time and you had to jump through hoops and fill out the, but all of that is to make this thing airtight. There's only 8 of you out there that can do this in the whole state, right? So it's got to be airtight.
Yeah, and it's going to be fun, not only for our sports wagering folks, but also for many of these locations are also lottery retailers, and they can still, you know, look at things like $1.2 billion Powerballs or Ravens tickets or other things to help, you know, those newfound customers as well. So we're hopeful that the whole experience makes it better for people like Chris and our friends at Greenmount Station, but also for our players as well. You know, one of the fun things we do, and you mentioned about our My Lottery Rewards program a little bit earlier when we were talking about it. You know, we've got a fun promotion. I don't know if you recall seeing, and I'm sure you have, our current Ravens commercials where you have the little electric football game going on and the guys are on the, we're offering 5 of those games as prizes. So if you're a My Lottery Rewards participant now, just like us on Facebook or Instagram, follow along the little contest rules there. Submit your name. You may be one of 5 lucky winners of your very own
electronic football.
Yeah. How
did
cool
you ever play that?
That
when you were a kid?
Oh yeah, but the version then, I mean, it looked like, you know, Bronco Nagurski. You know,
It never looked as good as the commercial did. You know what I mean? It really didn't when you were a kid. Right. And then the other part of it is like 10 years later, the little handheld Coleco came out with the little green dots and the red. You remember that? Yeah. You'd pass and you'd run. And then the battery would die. And then you'd have to put the new battery in, right? So this you plug in and a little and they go down the field. Okay.
Kind of like you always had one guy that was just go to the right. Just go to the right. He would just go to the right.
Yeah. John Martin giving away esoteric prizes here with My Lottery Rewards. You can find more at MD Lottery. You can also win $1.2 billion if you're luckier this week. I did put up the picture of my wife playing it, but it was only like $380 million about 3 weeks ago. You haven't been on yet, but I captured a cameo shot of her at the Royal Farms late at night. I was stopping by to get a 2-piece chicken. It was my birthday. I got free chicken at Royal Farms back on October 14th. And she's, you know, pulls out the 20. She's putting in 10 and 10. I have pictures of her, the whole deal. And I just, there's evidence that my wife actually plays these games and she loves to play. And she lands at 5:30 this evening and the drawings later. I'm sure she's going to be in for $1.2 billion because she wants to win in New Hampshire. She has to win here in Maryland.
That'd be nice. Although the folks in New Hampshire, I know them well. They'll be more than happy to give her an oversized check.
One more thing. You know, every month you've been giving me a little bit of a timpani, a little Ed McMahon for sports wagering. We'll have new numbers for October and November. I just want to ask you, like NBA, hockey, college football, there's a baseball World Series close by in Philly. I would think this number is going to, and now Chris is open, you got other place, you're going to have mobile. The number's going to grow exponentially when mobile happens, right? Like by January, we're going to laugh at $980,000 as a state tax donation.
Oh, right? Absolutely. I mean, don't back me in a corner with throwing a dart at the wall, but you're right. I mean, especially now, again, you've got all the major sports hopping, darts, not the least of which, this is the peak time of the sports wagering calendar. You know, end of December, January, leading up to the Super Bowl, all the college and NFL playoffs. You got basketball. You got hockey. I mean, you've got so much going on that yes, you're going to see some numbers that will be very different than numbers we've seen before. And then of course it'll run through March Madness and then it'll kind of take that little swell down again in the spring and summer months. But it is very much a roller coaster and we're on for the big ride now.
Well, for a guy that spent a little bit of time in Canada last week, you and me, who's about to spend time in Canada next week, I'm going to learn about who's favored for the Grey Cup, okay? And we'll get into hockey season as well. John Martin joining us here. He is the director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming, getting mobile to you sooner than later, and enjoying the $1.2 billion payout. I hope we hit it in Maryland. I want to see what it looks like when you have a driver and you have to go off into some far-flung place here in Maryland and give the biggest check of, you know, recent times.
Would love to do it. And if we do, you know what? We'll dial you up. We'll do a remote from there.
And if it's my wife, don't look for me. I'll be on an island someplace right now. All right.
Sounds good.
John Martin is here. He is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. He has a new fuzzy picture out on the front of BaltimorePositive.com. You can go check that out as well. And of course, I'll be giving away scratch-offs just like this on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour beginning on Friday at Drug City and Dundalk at the Fountain, as well as 2 weeks from Friday beginning the 18th at Pappas. We're going back to Pappas, eating those big fat crab cakes. Maybe I'll get Mike Bordick back out again next time. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore Positive.